This interview is presented by Uniprix Clinic Pavlina Zivkov, located on Highway 148 in Mansfield. For all your health needs, trust Pavlina Zivkov, your family pharmacist in the Pontiac for more than 10 years.
Okay, so I'm here with the new Liberal candidate for the Pontiac riding, Sophie Chatel. So who is Sophie Chatel? What's your background?
Hi, Caleb. Nice to be with you today. My background is I'm trained as a lawyer. I'm a CPA, and I also have a master in taxation. So that led me to a career in finance and taxation. I served Canadian through the Department of Finance for most of my career. But most recently, last 4 years, I worked for the OECD and also the United Nations. I worked also closely with the IMF and the World Bank on key projects. And one of the key projects was to ensure that the largest multinational companies and digital giants pay their fair share of taxation. So I spent my career on that, making sure that the richest pay their fair share. And that led to an historical agreement with 134 countries in July. And so I'm very proud of that. So that's a bit who I am in terms of career. But more personally, I lived in Pontiac for about 20 years with my family. We moved here in 2002. This is where I raised my two sons, and they're very energetic. They were very energetic, a little boy. So I tried many sports, but what really was their pleasure is a scout. So over the last 20 years, been involved with Scout Canada, and we really went everywhere in Pontiac through outdoor activities. And this is where I really learned to connect with the nature and everything that Pontiac had to offer, and met many people in the community. And I'm very privileged to be a candidate for Pontiac, for the Liberal Party.
So Pontiac's an enormous riding here. So where specifically do you live in within the riding?
Yeah, I lived right at the edge of Kentley in Gatineau, so just close to the river.
And so what got you into politics specifically?
Well, the love of nature really motivated me to ensure a sustainable future for the next generation. And I felt that now was the time to act. And the Liberal Party, for me, it's the only party that can take up this historic challenge. So I really wanted to involve myself in politics, contribute everything I have to contribute for the Liberal and for the community.
And can you describe your process of becoming a candidate? I know that most people might not have been super surprised by the departure of Mr. Amos, but they might have been more surprised by how quickly a new candidate was announced. So can you tell me how that process played out?
Yeah, it went very fast, as you know. But I did all of the requirement. I met all the requirement to become a candidate. And I'm very, very fortunate and privileged to have become a candidate for the Pontiac.
And so how long ago did that process start?
The process started with the submission of a candidate file. And so the process for me started really way back in 2015, where I contemplated submitting a candidate file. But eventually I decided to go and pursue a career in the international. And joining recently, coming back to Canada, to my home, I had some discussion, interest in politics, and everything went very, very fast after that. And here I am to represent the Pontiac. And again, it's a privilege, and I'm very, very proud.
The Pontiac, like I said, it's very enormous, and there's both urban and rural, and our station covers a lot of the rural section of the area. So what would you see as the priorities or the challenges for the rural portions of the riding specifically?
Yeah, one of the biggest priority is to connect all household and rural area to high-speed internet. I'm shocked that we still have so many businesses and houses that are not connected to high-speed internet. I know that there's the Canada-Quebec high-speed internet project that ensured that by September 2022, every household will have high-speed internet. So to me, it's a right to have internet in today's world, to telework, to be successful as a business, and to attract tourists. So one of my commitment would be to follow that very, very closely, and also to extend it to cell phone system. I think that's speaking with some members of the community, cell phone system is also an issue. There's a lot of other issues. One of them is public transportation to serve rural community. My son, for example, who's working in Saint-Pierre, the Wakefield, he has no car, so it's very hard for him to go and work there, but that's his passion, and he's very determined. So he finds ways, also find a room. It was difficult for him, so shortage of affordable housing is an issue. Public transportation is an issue, and also that has an impact on tourism, and that has impact on labor shortage in our rural communities and farms. So the budget 2021 announced several investment in these sectors that I just mentioned. So to me, it would be fundamental that we work with the community, with the municipal governments and with the provincial government in order to ensure that the investment announced in 2021 trickle down to our community. I know budget, right? I know how to get the money. I know the program. And so my role as a member of parliament representing Pontiac will have to make sure that the money announced will trickle down to our community.
And so the timing on this election is kind of strange. You know, kids are about to head back to school. We're seeing a slight uptick in COVID cases in the urban environment, generally speaking. So why exactly do you think an election is necessary right now?
Yeah, as Mr. Trudeau said recently, we're facing great challenges. The recovery from the pandemic, the economic recovery, also the transition to a green economy is a big challenge. We saw with the fires and flooding in our region, it's important. We have enormous challenges ahead of us. What he said is true. We need to hear Canadians on the future that they want. As Mr. Trudeau said, we need to be more ambitious on environment, and we need to continue to focus on the middle class for economic recovery. That is what the Liberal Party is proposing, and we need to hear Canadian on that. Now, that being said, the Liberal team will follow every regional and national public health guideline to ensure that the election is safe for everybody.
Sophie Chatel, thank you for your time, unless you have anything to add.
No, thank you. That's a real pleasure to be here with you today, and I look forward to continue our exchanges.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.